Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to GBC Bible Church Wednesday evening prayer meeting. And it's good to have all of you joining us here tonight by live stream. And we're going to a little different format here tonight, but we will be blessed. So join me in prayer, and we'll look at some scripture, and then we'll have some prayer requests here this evening. So join me in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this time that we can meet together as God's people. Thank you for the technology that can connect us one with another. And Father, I pray that you'd be honored and glorified. And Father, thank you for the saints of God all over the world that call upon your name. And Lord, you hear every prayer. You're Almighty God. And so, Lord, bless our prayer meeting tonight here, Lord. And as we, as God's people, join together, thank you for being faithful and true. Thank you for being a good God. And thank you that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our verse of the month this month is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. And it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And Ephesians 6:11, that's a good verse for us as God's people. You know, we need the whole armor of God because we want to be able to stand, not fall. We want to be able to be strong and endure all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And so Ephesians 6:11, say that with me again. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:11. That's a good verse for us. We'll be in Luke chapter 5 here this evening, and I want to look at a passage of scripture and then make an application at the end. And a very familiar piece of scripture here, Luke chapter 5, the miracle of the fishes. And verse 1 says, it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake Gennesaret. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, and which was Simon's, and desired that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And just this opportunity here, for Christ to be in the boat, get away from shore a little bit, see the crowd, preach to them. And it's amazing how the acoustics on water work, how you can do this and it actually amplifies the sound so all could hear. And as Christ preached the word of the Lord to them, he taught the people out of the ship. Now, he was done in verse 4. He left speaking. He said, Simon, see, his lesson wasn't over. He says, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Now, Simon, professional fisherman by trade, who was thinking within himself, answered and said, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, if you look in verse 4, nets is plural, more than one net. He wanted him to get into, you know, real fishing business here. But Simon here in verse 5, I'll let down one net. Well, he was obedient. He was going to do what the Lord said, but he didn't want to overly embarrass himself with all the other fishing buddies around. And if they were throwing their nets out one after the other and they didn't take anything, he didn't want to brawl in a bunch of empty nets. And so I'll just let down one net. Okay. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets were starting to break under the strain. And I was like, wow, what a moment here. Verse 7, it got so overwhelming, back into their partners. Hey, everybody, come this way. Help me here. Help me. And the other ships, they should come and help them. They came, filled both of the ships, so they began to sink. I mean, what a catch. Amazing. So full, the waterline, the bows just started to sink. So full. Now, you know, for Simon Peter, he just said, Lord, I've done this all night. I know what I'm talking about here. So I don't want to embarrass myself too much here. I'm adding a little bit in here. He said, you know, I'll just let down one net here, okay? You know, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to do what you said. But it's just going to be one net. Well, he realized in verse 8, when Simon Peter saw it, this was like, whoa. God showed up here. This is something that isn't ordinary. This isn't something that happens. He was so overwhelmed, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. You know, when you get in the presence of God, your humanity and your frailty as a human being shows up mighty strongly. That's what Isaiah said years ago. He said, "Woe is me," when he was in the presence of God. "I'm a man of unclean lips." And Peter felt that same way. God showed up and did this miracle, and he knew it was a God. It wasn't nothing he did. They worked all night long, didn't catch anything. But he obeyed God, and although he only let down one net, he still was obedient. And God blessed him. Even though he had a little faith, a little bit of faith, he honored. "For he was astonished," verse 9, "and all that were with him at the draught, the catch of fishes which they had taken." They were all just amazed. They could not believe it. "And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon," now here's the application, "fear not." Okay, now Peter in verse 8, he was fearful. He was a sinful man. He knew God had showed up, and he was not what he ought to be as a man. But verse 10, "Fear not, Simon and James and John. Fear not, from henceforth you shall catch" what? "Men." And here, I think what God is using this illustration for the early apostles is that it's much bigger in life than just to catch fish that swim in the ocean or swim in the lake. God wants us to catch the souls of men. And a little bit of faith and a little bit of work and a little bit of trust, God can do great things. Now, this net that they brought back, God used their boats, he used their nets, he used their willingness. But one sows and another waters, but what? God gives what? The increase. And here, because God used what they had, God gave them a great catch. But the point wasn't they catch fish. God wanted them to catch men. And they got the message, because in verse 11, they brought their ships to land. Now, they just probably had one of these exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask or think catches of fish. And they were thinking, wow, if we did this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, if we just kept this on a roll like this, man, we could be millionaires. We'd sell enough fish that we won't ever have to do this again. But the thing they realized is, what's more important? Filling your bank account up or filling God's kingdom full of people? And they got it, because verse 11, they forsook their ships to land. They brought their ships to land and forsook all, and they what? They followed him. They got it, because that's the most important thing. And is to put the things of the Lord first in our lives. Now, with that thought in mind, they put God first. Was Jesus busy? Okay, look at verses 1 through 11, teaching the crowds, teaching the disciples. And then verse 12 rolls along. There's this man with leprosy. He heals this man. The man answered, "Well, you can make him clean." And he said, "I will," and healed him. And look at verse 15 of Luke chapter 5. "But so much the more went their fame abroad of him. Great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him and their infirmities." I mean, just crowds were just gathering around Christ because of these miracles, what Peter saw, what James and John and Zebedee's, the crowd, the teaching. All this fame of him went abroad. But look at verse 16. "But he," Christ, "withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed." Now, John Bunyan said, if you want to catch men, you talk to God about men before you talk to men about God. And I think for Christ here, although we can get so busy, we can be busy, you know, they're busy fishing, they're busy, you know, catching fish and all these things. But you want to make sure you put first things first. And Jesus made this conscious example and desire. He, Christ, withdrew himself. In other words, he looked at this crowd, and it's so easy to just get enamored with the crowd. And just the whatever in life is going well for you, that's your focus. You're enjoying it. But what you don't want to do is forget about the God that can fill your boat up full of fishes, the God that wants you to catch men, and the God that can bless your efforts. For Christ here, he wanted to make this example. He withdrew himself. He made a conscious effort to get away from the crowd into the wilderness, a place that was by himself, and he prayed. And, you know, God wants us to catch men, but we got to be men and women of prayer first. Now, with that being said, is there somebody that God's laid on your heart that doesn't know God? Somebody that's maybe used to walk with God that doesn't walk with God now? Maybe it's somebody that's your neighbor, your family member, co-worker. But God's laid this person on your heart. How do you catch them for God's kingdom? What do you do? God's not willing that any should perish, but what? That all should come to what? Repentance. Well, it's God's will they be saved. And we need as much effort as, well, if they're going to catch fish, what do they have to do? Well, they had to have a boat and a net. They had to have a lake. Or they're going to cast the net in. I mean, all these things are just to help us toward the end goal of bringing men and women to Christ. But when we get serving God and God is moving and blessing in our lives, we don't want to forget that time of prayer with God. Because if you get too busy to pray, you're just too busy, period. And I think Christ withdrew himself because the fame went abroad, great multitudes come together, but he's, whoa, that's not where it's at. Because if people were closer to God, they'd see much greater things done in their lives. So we don't want to get so busy that we forget the God who blessed us. And just like Simon Peter and the other fishermen, God blessed them that evening, but he had a lesson for them. But we don't want to get so busy that we don't take time to pray. And my challenge is here, if you're too busy to pray, you're just too busy. And God wants us to catch men. He wants us to honor him and serve him and to forsake all and follow him. That's the point. Not serving ourselves, but serving God completely. Let's pray here. Dear Lord, I thank you for this brief portion of scripture we look at here tonight and pray that, Lord, that you'd bless our time as we spend some moments here in prayer. And I ask, Lord, that you would encourage us to be men and women of prayer, that we might catch men. And Father, I know that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So Lord, help us to use our boats, to use our nets, to use our experiences, to use our willingness, to use our little faith, even with one net, can bring a multitude in. So Lord, I pray that we would be men and women of prayer and that we would not forget to pray, even though we may get very busy in our Christian lives, but Lord, may we be faithful to thee in seeking your face day by day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We emailed a lot of prayer sheets out today, and I'd just like to highlight some prayer requests here, and we'll have a little time of prayer here together. At Servant's Heart Camp Ministry, they had a great work day this past week. They had 78 adults and children and staff were there on their work day. So praise the Lord for all that they got done. I know Jim was very blessed and a lot happened there. Keep praying for staff training May 31st through June 13th there at Servant's Heart Camp. And also pray for Jim as he has radiation treatment in June or July for his prostate cancer. And pray for Pat just for encouragement for her. And just energy is the camping season soon approaching. I did talk to Tim today. The container is at the Bible College, the 40-foot one, and everything made it. Nothing that he could tell was stolen. It was quite an ordeal. There's a truck that can unload a container. It's called a side unloader. It like picks up the container and takes off the truck and drops it down. Well, the trucking company brought a truck without the side unloader, just loaded it right on the back there. And Tim thinks, I talked to him about it, he thinks that what they were trying to do was just keep the container. They didn't think he'd have a way to get it off and then they would just be able to keep it. And he thinks that's the idea because they still charged him for a side unloader truck and just sent a regular truck. So such is the way when you live in a third world country. But they were able to get it off through much hard work. So praise the Lord, they were safe. They were had to jack the container up off the truck and try to slide it off and work it back. And it was tough. They had to unload the whole thing completely. And everybody said this was two containers in one. It was like, because we really packed that thing tight. And but all was well. And so praise the Lord, it's there. And he got his stuff. And so praise the Lord. Thanks for praying for Tim and the container. I got another one coming. It's a 20-footer that still en route. And so hopefully that'll arrive soon with more supplies for them. I should pray for Larry Cox here tonight and Carol as he continues his dialysis, just for physical strength. Larry is getting older and it's just harder on him. So pray for him and Carol. I know they appreciate our prayers just for physical strength and encouragement. And pray for Joanne Haldeman also. She has her consultation for knee surgery tomorrow. It's possible looking at dealing with some issues there. And so pray for Joanne as she tries to get guidance as to what they need to do for her knee issue. Pray for Dan and Cindy. Pray for treatment for Cindy, for her to regain her energy. And praise the Lord that Dan is finishing up his quarantine and is feeling much better. So pray for Dan and Cindy as they just deal with some issues here. And pray for Shirley Wilson, too, as she has her chronic migraine headache. She's trying to get some treatments, but they're not working real well for her. So just pray for encouragement for Shirley. She's had these migraine headaches for quite a number of years. Of course, keep our nation in prayer and for our president and for those in authority over us. Pray for revival in America and just strength for godly Christians to rise up with one voice in righteousness in our land. So keep our country in prayer. So what we'll do right now is just pray for some of these requests and just pray along with me as we take some of these requests to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we can pray together as God's people. And Father, thank you for being an almighty God that does all things well. And Lord, thank you for Jim and Pat Fry. And Father, thank you for the good turnout you had for the work day. And I pray for the folks, what they got done, that Lord, that it would help many of these projects to be wrapped up and completed there at Servant's Heart. And thank you for the ones they were able to start. And I just pray for your blessing upon Jim as he deals with his cancer. Pray for healing. Pray for encouragement for Pat and just strength as the busyness of summer camping comes upon them. And I just ask, Lord, that you would be with Jim and Pat. Thank you for them. Thank you for their love for you and faithfulness. And I just pray for staff training go well for them. And I just pray for much fruit for the kingdom of God this summer. And Lord, I just ask you have mercy upon them and encourage them. Thank you for the staff that they have already in place. And I just pray, Lord, that things would just go well for them. So thank you for them and encourage them during this time. And Father, thank you that Tim was able to receive the container. And Father, it was a very difficult time. Thank you for keeping them safe. And Lord, I just pray that for the work and Curse of Sorrow, Lord, they continuing there. As Tim's working on the church building even right now as we pray for them. I just pray that it would go well for them. So thank you for all that you've done for them, just providing the container of supplies. And pray for this new tractor to help them get a lot done, a lot accomplished. And so, Lord, bless Tim and Leandra. Thank you for them and their family. Keep them healthy. And pray for Lydia and Levi. Just watch over them and help them to grow in grace and knowledge of you and wisdom and stature and favor of both God and man. So, Lord, bless Tim and Leandra. Thank you for them. And I just pray for your rich blessings upon them. And, Father, I do pray for Dan and Cindy tonight. Just bless them. Help Cindy, Lord, with her health needs. I pray for encouragement for Cindy. And I pray, Lord, strength for her. And I thank you for Dan and Cindy. And just pray that you'd raise them up and, Lord, just strengthen them. And may they know your blessing working in their lives. And, Father, thank you for Larry and Carol Cox. And I pray for Larry as he continues his dialysis. Give him strength and health. And I pray for Larry that he would sense the presence of his God with him. And I just pray for encouragement for Carol and the family. And, Lord, I just ask that your blessing would rest with them during this time in their lives. And Father, be with Joanne tomorrow. She has her consultation on her knee, trying to discern what's the best pathway to take care of some of these issues. And let's pray for her and Bob. You bless them and just help them and help Joanne to know your health and blessing in her life physically, Lord, and emotionally and spiritually. So, Lord, just thank you for them. Bless them and encourage them. And may they know you're working in this situation in their lives. And, Father, thank you, Lord, for Shirley Wilson. I just pray for healing for her with her migraine headaches. I just pray, Lord, for healing. And, Lord, I just pray that you would give the doctors wisdom as she tries this new treatment. And, Lord, I just ask that you would just bless her, and may she just sense your hand upon her. So bless her and Floyd. Just thank you for them. And I pray the grace of God would be with them. And, Father, I do give you thanks for our church and our church family. And, Lord, I just pray for each one as we gather together that, Lord, your blessing would be with us. Thank you for our nation. Thank you for our country, our spiritual heritage as believers. And I do pray for our president and those in authority over us, that they would rule in the fear of God. And I pray that morality and righteousness will return to our land. Lord, I pray that godly sorrow unto repentance would be seen in the hearts and lives of the American people, Lord, that they would repent of their sins and just the wickedness that abounds on every hand. I pray for the true believers in our land to rise up and be counted for righteousness and to stand for truth and holiness in our land. And I pray, Lord, that we would see you working to strengthen the churches that preach the gospel and strengthen the hands of your people, Lord, that can be so discouraged in these times. So, Lord, may our eyes always be on our Lord Jesus Christ and not on this passing world. Father, may we take hope and strength in thee and not in the circumstances that we see around us. But, Lord, our God reigns, and our God is sufficient for each need we have. And, Lord, we know that we can cast all of our cares on you because you do care for us. So, Lord, bless us and our nation. Forgive our land of our sins, Lord. May we turn to thee in repentance and godly sorrow. And I pray for the Christian homes to be strong. And, Lord, I pray for those in our church and the families that are represented, that they would have strong Christian values, and for their children and their children's children. That the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ would be honored and the word of God would not be blasphemed, even among Christian homes that neglect the word of the Lord. So I just pray for strong families and families that honor you, God. So, Lord, bless us as your people. Lord, thank you for being our God. And, Father, thank you that you're faithful and true. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What I would do to encourage you here tonight, too, is husband and wife, just take some time and pray. Now, we did send out the prayer sheets by email. If you didn't get one, we'll try to get you on the list then. Just let us know if you got missed. But if you got it, you can just take this prayer list of the needs in our church and the church family and pray one for another. So take this evening and this time moving forward here this evening. So if you're by yourself, just get in your prayer closet and just pray for some of these needs. If you're with your spouse, then just join together in prayer. And there's a lot we can pray about as God's people. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall pray and humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. And that's God's promise to us. So this evening, as God's people, let's join together in prayer and take these next few moments here on a Wednesday evening to join our hearts closer to God. And so at this point, we'll turn it over to people at home that they would just continue our prayer meeting in their homes. And thank you for joining us here tonight for our live stream, and pray for God's blessings upon you.